History Month.
We remember that day in September of 1957 when nine black teenagers enrolled in a white high school in Little Rock, Arkansas. The group of teens would become known as the Little Rock Nine, and their actions sparked one of the most pivotal moments of the civil rights movement. One of the Little Rock Nine is Melba Patillo Beals. Then she was a 15-year-old high school junior. Today, she is an accomplished author and retired university professor who joins us this morning live. But first, her memory of those days in her own words.
I was never up for the task. People who call us heroes and heroines have no idea that at 15, I was still in love with Joni Mathis and Pat Boone. And so I was a typical teenager. I wanted what every other teenager wanted. Any new school you go to, you know you're going to have a problem. So I anticipated that initially they would not like us because we were outsiders. But my thought was, I have a ponytail, my shoes are polished. In my innocence, I thought, they will see that I am bright, brighter than most of them. So what are they going to do, you know? And I, by then, I knew who I was, and I know what I'm capable of, and I was self-assured in that way.